ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে 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 আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজন বিনা গতি নাই রে, 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 ভজন বিনা গতি নাই, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে 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 আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে ব্রজবনে রাধা কৃষ্ণ শরণারবিন্দ ভব, ব্রজবনে ব্রজ ব্রজ বনি রাধা কৃষ্ণ শরণারবিন্দ ভব, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে জ্ঞান কর্ম পরিহরি রে, জ্ঞান কর্ম পরিহরি রে, জ্ঞান কর্ম ভজ গৌর গদাধর দ্বৈত গুরু নিত্যানন্দ, ভজ গৌর গদাধর দ্বৈত গুরু নিত্যানন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে গৌর কৃষ্ণে অভেদ জেনে রে, গৌর কৃষ্ণে অভেদ জেনে রে, গৌর গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রিয় জেনে রে, গুরু কৃষ্ণ প্রিয় জেনে রে, গুরু শ্রীনিবাস হরিদাস মুরারি মুকুন্দ, শ্রীনিবাস হরিদাস মুরারি মুকুন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে 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 আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে গৌর প্রেমে স্মর সরে, গৌর প্রেমে স্মর সরে, গৌর প্রেমে রূপ সনাতন জীব রঘুনাথ বন্দ স্মর, রূপ সনাতন রূপ সনাতন জীব রঘুনাথ বন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে যদি ভজন করবে রে, যদি ভজন করবে রে, যদি রাঘব গোপাল ভট্ট স্বরূপ রামানন্দ স্মর, রাঘব গোপাল ভট্ট স্বরূপ রামানন্দ, রাঘব ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম যদি চাও রে, কৃষ্ণ প্রেম যদি চাও রে, গোষ্ঠী সহ কর্ণপুর সেন শিবানন্দ স্মর, গোষ্ঠী সহ কর্ণপুর সেন শিবানন্দ স্মর, ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে আমার স্মর রে, অদস স্মর রে, অদস রূপানুগ সাধু জন ভজন আনন্দ, রূপানুগ সাধু জন ভজন আনন্দ, ব্রজবাস যদি চাও রে, ব্রজবাস যদি চাও রে, ব্রজবাস যদি চাও রে, রূপানুগ সাধু জন ভজন আনন্দ স্মর, রূপানুগ ভজরে ভজরে আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে 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 আমার মন অতি মন্দ, ভজরে ভজরে আমার. This is a nice song also written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Yes, Seventh Goswami, Mahajan.
My mind, manati manda, my mind is very bad mind. Evil mind.
Yes.
Stupid mind. The only means is bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhajan bina gati nai. No other means is there. No other means is there. Only means is bhajan. Huh? Understand? Bhajan, bhajan. Bhaja, what to, what bhajan you do? Bhaja, braja, vani, radha, krishna, sarana, ravinda. Huh? You understand? Radha Krishna Saranarvinda. Do this bhajana of the lotus feet of Radha Krishna in Brajabhumi. This is the subject matter of bhajan. Understand? Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jnana karma pariharire. Give up all other desires. Anyamidasvasunyam jnana karmadi anabhrutam anukullena krishnanusudanam bhaktiruttama Rupa Goswami says that. Anyamidasvasunyam jnana karmadi anabhrutam. Give up the desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. Do you understand? Ankulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Serve Krishna favorably. Render loving service to Krishna and give all pleasure to Krishna. That is Ankulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Engage yourself in such loving service to Krishna. No other desire. Go to Vrindavan and stay there, then your life will be no better than the life of dogs and horses living in Vrindavan, yeah? Isn't it? Rupada said, Mahadam, they have said this. Jatane chara chara! Oh my brother, mind, please give up all these things. Become simple. Give up all crookedness. Sadhu sangha, vina kothata vaishta. Do sadhu sangha, do sadhu sangha. Love sadhu sangha. You will never be able to give up all these things. Hear from sadhu. Vaishnava charane madho bhuji vyamanishto ekbar bhebe dekho. Oh my dear mind, brother mind, please think it up very deeply. Think it up seriously what I am saying. My instruction, keep yourself engaged, always at the lotus feet of Vaishnava sadhus, then you will be free from all this anarthas, all these enemies. Then you will be purified of all material contamination. Then you will be able to go to Vrindavan and stay there. Otherwise, you can go to Vrindavan and stay. Understand? All right. This is another story. And Nathandas Thakur has also said, yes. This is Bhakti Vinod Thakur's son. Nathandas Thakur also has said, How? What prayer? Nathan Das Thakur has offered. Gauranga balite habe ulloka sarira. Balitena yana bhavenira Hari Hari Balitena yana bhavenira Ar kabe nitai chande karuna ho ibe Sanamro, kobe tuchhare. মহাজন গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর, হ্যাঁ হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন উভয়নীরা, অর্ডারিং নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ, হোল বডি উইল বি স্ট্যাটিক, অর্ডারিং নেম অফ গৌরাঙ্গ, হোল বডি উইল বি স্ট্যাটিক, কেন ওয়াই 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 হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন উভয়নীরা, He is Lord Hari, but uttering name of Hari, he saves here. Gauranga is Hari himself, but uttering name of Hari, he saves here. He saves here. Therefore, he said the tears of love, premasru munchana. Therefore, if you utter name of Gauranga, whole body will be ecstatic. Yes. Ar kobe nitai chander karuna hoibe. সংসার বাসনা মোট কবে তুচ্ছ নিতাই চান আমি অল দিস মেটেরিয়াল ভেরি স্ট্রং মেটেরিয়াল অ্যাটাচমেন্ট হোয়াট আই হ্যাভ, হ্যাঁ অল দিস ডিজায়ার্স মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার ফর মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট উইল বি কমপ্লিটলি ডিস্ট্রয়েড উইদাউট দি মার্সি অফ নিতাই চান ইট উইল নেভার বি ডিস্ট্রয়েড ক্যান নট বি ডিস্ট্রয়েড begs for the mercy of the Nitai-chan, yes. When Nitai-chan will be very merciful, his hour is God has mercy on me and give me a very great kick. Nitai-chan's kick, kicking required, yes. His kicking is mercy, yes. Very strong kick, then with one kick, completely get out this material attachment this side, an attachment to Krishna comes to this side. Without the kicking of Nitai-chan, it is not possible at all. The Vaishnava prays for the mercy of Nitai-chan, the kicking of the Nitai-chan. Please kick me. Yes. Visa-charya kove suddhove man kove hama herabo srivrindavan. When my mind will be free from all this material contamination, this nasty thoughts of material enjoyment, will be free from this material contamination, nasty thoughts of material enjoyment, then mind will be purified, then I'll be able to see Vrindavana Dham. Otherwise, how can you see Vrindavana Dham? Can you see? With all this dirty heart, dirty mind, filthy mind, contaminated heart, contaminated mind, occupied with the lusty desires, if you enter, go to Vrindavan, What will you see? You see dogs, hogs, monkeys. Yes, they are there. Engaged in sex. Enjoyment of sex. You see that? Oh, you cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Krishna's dham, very dear dham. Krishna always stays there, never leaves Vrindavan even for one step. He never gets out of it. You can see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, transcendent lila of Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Unless you see it, you are not staying in Vrindavan. Yes. Only seeing the dogs, hawks, monkeys, there. Yes. That Gopal said in his purport, isn't it? If a mind is not free from this lusty desires, then you'll see Vrindavan only the dogs, hawks, and monkeys. Yes. Yeah, Prabhupada says, one's mind is not purified. However, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires, so he commits offense, then his life is no better than lives of monkeys and hawks there. Yes. So how can you see Vrindavan? With a dirty heart, dirty mind, filled with lusty desires, you cannot. Therefore, Nathandas Thakur said, Visharasaryakave suddhave mane, kave amane herava sri Vrindavan, and my mind will be completely purified of this metal stick, contamination, material contamination. When I will be able to see Vrindavan. Otherwise I cannot able to see Vrindavan. I cannot enter into Vrindavan. No possibility at all. Best forest is to go to Vrindavan and stay there. So how can I go there? How can I stay there? If mind is not free from all the material contaminations of this lusty desires, how can I go there, enter there and stay there? No. Kripa Raghunatha pade haiva akuti kabe hama bujhava se jugala pirati. When? I will cry at the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, beg for their mercy, then I will be able to understand the conjugal relationship, transcendental, loving conjugal relationship between Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, how can you understand? Dirty mind, filthy mind, materialistic mind, you cannot understand. You understand? The transcendental, loving, conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna cannot understand. There is no tinge of lust there. No tinge of lust. And you have a lusty mind. Mind is completely filled with lusty desires. You cannot understand that Radha Krishna Prithi, loving dealings between Radha and Krishna. You cannot. You cannot. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and say, Nathandas Thakur, praise the mercy path, the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. Say, when I, catching hold of, clasping tightly the lotus feet of Raghu, Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, cry at their lotus feet, beg for their mercy, then I will be able to understand. You understand? The transcendental loving dealings between Radha and Krishna. Otherwise I cannot understand. Radha Krishna Prema. Leela. Understand? It doesn't matter. Yes. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Maraso Prarthana Karai Sada. Oh, Narottam Das. This is Narottam Das Thakur's prayer. Let my mind wholly fixed at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha. Beg for the mercy. Then I will be able to understand. Then my mind will be purified, heart will be purified. And I'm able to enter into Vrindavan and stay there. Do Brajavasa, Vrindavan Vasa. Otherwise I cannot do Brajavasa. Can one do Brajavasa with this dirty mind? Fill the mind, fill the heart, filled with all lusty desires. Can he? No. He cannot do Brajavasa. Though it's recommended here. Go to Brajavasa. Go to Vrindavan and stay there. How can you stay without this, isn't it? So, mind most important thing. Therefore, Krishna says, Manmana bhava. Think of me, keep me in your mind. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mukhya. The mind is your cause of bondage, metal bondage, the cause of your liberation. The mind, yes. Mind is the cause of your metal bondage. Mind is the cause of your liberation. If you can constantly think of Krishna, then develop Krishna prema, doing sadhu sangha, constantly think of Krishna, then you'll be free from this material bondage. You cannot do, then your bondage, material bondage, is becoming tighter, 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 day by day. Yes, because of this stupid mind. You always think of this material, thoughts, material thoughts of material enjoyment or material liberation. Mana eva manushyanam karanam bandha mukhya. Therefore, Bhagavatam says also, Srimad Bhagavatam, Pramanam Amalam, spotless proof, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the fifth canto, Bhagavatam. 5, 11, 16, 17 verse. Why? Our mind is the cause of metal bondage. Why? You have come here and wandering here in the material world and lots of species of life because of this mind. Na javat etan mana atma lingam sansara tapa bhavanam janasya yat shoka moha maya raga lobha vairanu bandham mamatam vidhatte. Yes, translation.
Self-designation, the mind, is the cause of all tribulations in the material world.
So this mind is the cause. Mana eva manushyam karanam bandha mukhya. This is the cause. Mind is your cause. Yes.
As long as this fact is unknown to the conditioned living entity, he has to accept the miserable condition of the material body.
Yes.
And wander within this universe in different positions.
Yes.
Because the mind is affected by disease, lamentation, delusion, attachment, greed, and enmity, it creates bondage and a false sense of intimacy within this material world.
Oh, so this is the mind. Cause this is the mind. You cannot keep Krishna in your mind, then this will take place, Baba. This mind is the cause. Next verse says, how you can conquer this mind? What is the weapon for it? He says, Ratrubhyam enam tadabhravirjam upekhyadhyadhitam apramattaha grohar harisarana upasanastro jahi vedikam sangatamosam. Yes, translation.
This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious.
Yes. You are giving chance to this uncontrolled mind, isn't it? Yes. What is uncontrolled mind? Krishna is not there, that is uncontrolled mind. Yes. That is uncontrolled mind in which there is no Krishna. Yes. In whose mind Krishna is there? Controlled mind. His friend. Controlled mind is your friend, uncontrolled mind is your enemy. With whom are you? Are you with the enemy or friend? Ananta. He is with the enemy? You?
Although it is not factual, it is very strong.
Yes.
It covers the constitutional position of the soul.
Yes.
O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do this with great care.
With great care. This is weapon. Hari Guru Charana Upasana Astra. Exalta the lotus feet of Hari Guru. Yes. This is the weapon. This weapon conquer this stupid mind, Dusta Mana. He says another two weapons are. He speaks of two weapons here. First, Upekhyadhe Dhitanga Pramatta. First thing is what your materialistic mind prompts you. Your materialistic mind. So lusty desires are there. Your mind is filled with lusty desires. Filled with desires of materialistic enjoyment, isn't it? All these desires. That is stupid mind, material mind. What that stupid material mind prompts you? Don't listen to him. This is the first wisdom. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. This is the first weapon. Yes. You are listening, isn't it? Everyone is listening to the prompting of the stupid mind, yes. First weapon, don't listen to it, yes. Just avoid listening, Rather, you should become the master of the mind. Don't become Godas, become Goswami. Yes. Indrebhya param mana mana sattu para buddhe. Jo buddhe to paraprasa. Gita says, Mind is the 11th sense, is the chief sense. 10 senses are there. So superior to mind is intelligence, and superior to intelligence, you, Atmas. So you are above mind, mind is below you. So become master of the mind. Don't become slave of the mind. Don't become Godas, become Goswami. We give such teaching, everybody has to become Goswami, not Godas. Everybody is Godas here, yes? Isn't it? Everybody is listening to the stupid mind, prompting the stupid mind, yes? Everybody has become Godas, servant of the mind, not master of the mind, yes? The instruction of sadhu and sastra is, guru is that, don't become Godas, become Goswami, master of the mind. You understand? Don't hear what the stupid mind prompts to you. Yes, this is the first weapon. Rather say, oh stupid mind, I won't listen to you. You have to listen to me. Yes. The Varnadana say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, Nartam Das Thakur say, Raghunath Das Goswami says to mind, oh mind, listen to my instruction. Yes. I won't listen to you. This is the first weapon. Second, Hari Guru Charana Upasana Astra, take shelter of lotus feet of Hari Guru. Keep yourself completely engaged in rendering loving service to the lotus feet of Hari Guru. Always keep the instruction of Guru in your mind. Guru Ajna Palana. Carry out the order of Guru. You understand? Speak to your stupid mind. Oh, stupid mind, I won't listen to you. You have to listen to me. Guru Deva says to do this thing. No, I don't. Only you have to do this thing. You have to hear. I want to hear from you. Understand? This is second weapon. Nanu balavantamimam durbalaham kadham nigruhannam ityata aho guru sakasa praptasya mantra rupasya harasaranaru vipasana sravanadi novidha bhakti devastram dasya. Giving commentary on this verse, Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, this thing. You should say, oh stupid mind, hear me, listen to me. Gurudeva said, you have to chant 16 rounds of Mahamantra, past doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Now it is time, get up, get up. Mind is pumping nose. Lie down, sleep, sleep, sleep. No, no, get up, get up. Take one bath, time for Mangala Arati. Go, I don't listen, get up. This is weapon, yes. Gurudeva said you have to do it. Yes, this is weapon. This is bhakti, this is weapon. Astra, bhakti astram. Bhakti astrano, phyajaitva visayana somana swati. You understand? Yes. Always give the instruction of Guru in your mind. Don't give any leniency. Don't give any leniency to the stupid mind. If you give little leniency, then you'll capture it. You'll become strong, you'll become weak. Yes. Give leniency. Yes. am very tired today. Yes, I have gone to bed late at night. I cannot get up at 4. So let me lie down. Prompting. Stupid mind prompting. Yes, yes, let me sleep. I cannot go to Mangala Arati today. Then you give leniency to your stupid mind. Then he began. Very strong. Then every day he prompts that thing, all right. All right, today I'll do it. Next day also same thing comes. Then becomes strong, you become weak, you cannot conquer it. Don't give him any leniency. No, I won't give any leniency to you. This is very strong. This is the people. Understand? Yes. Bhakti Akrasta. There are so many instructions are there. Sadhana, Shastra, they have given how to control this mind. Then comes here in Prabhupada's purport. Parabrahma is Krishna, as confirmed by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Is Purna Brahma, completely full. Krishna is Purna Brahma, nobody else is Purna Brahma. Krishna is Purna Brahma. Parabrahma or Purna Brahma. Krishna and his abode, Vrindavan, are not different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Vadesatanaya, Tabdhama, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna, therefore, if one somehow or other gets a person to live in Vrindavan, and if one is not a pretender, but simply, developed simplicity, not a crooked person, not a pretender, a simple heart, lives in Vrindavan, constant mind upon Krishna, one is liberated from material bondage. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction, is Mahaprabhu's opinion. Prabhupada has quoted, Aradhya Bhagavan Vadesatanaya. This is Mahaprabhu's opinion. Aradhya Bhagavan Vadesatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Prasana Vradapadhupargena Dakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matabhidam Tatladaro Napara. Mahaprabhu's opinion, so we accept it, we never accept anything but Mahaprabhu's opinion. Mahaprabhu said, Brajendranandana Krishna, Brajesadanaya Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, that is Krishna in Brajabhumi. Understand? Not Vasudeva Nandana Krishna, Brajesadanaya Krishna. This is significant here. Son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Dulara, Nanda Kumara, Yasoda Nandana, that is in Brajabhumi, Kishore Krishna. Krishna in Brajabhumi is always Nitya Kishore, always Kishore. Kishore means always 11, 12 years old, always. Very beautiful. In that Brajabhumi is three places, crooked, bent, Shyamati Bhanga, flute is there, and pigot fever is there. This is the form of Brajesatanaya Krishna, Kishore Krishna. Mahaprabhu's opinion, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesatanaya. That Krishna is to be worshipped. And Taddhama Vrindavanam, and his Dhana Vrindavan is to be worshipped. Prabhupada says in his purport, Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Yes. Vrindavan is as good as Krishna. Krishna and his abode Vrindavan are not different. Krishna is worshipped. His dham Vrindavan is not different. Should be worshipped. How? Ramya kachi vipasana brahma gena dakalpita. How you offer worship? The worship offered by the dancers of Brajabhumi, gopis. As gopis offer worship, that is, with love, prema. You should offer such worship as the dancers of Brajabhumi offer, that is, with love. Yes, that type of worship is the topmost type of worship. Prema is Parama Purusartha. Krishna Prema is Supreme Purusartha, Fifth Purusartha. That is Sadhya Vastu. What is that in English? Goal, that's the goal. Yes. This is the opinion of Srimad Mahaprabhu. And we accept this Siddhanta.
we don't accept any other Siddhanta. We Gaudiya Vaishnava. Krishna is Purna Brahma, sir, Para Brahma, Purna Brahma, completely full. Krishna has three types of, let's say, appearance, prasiddhi. What to say in English? Srinidha prasiddhi. Three types of appearance. I think appearance, manifestations. Manifestations, three types of manifestations. What is one's adhikara? Understand adhikara? So Krishna will appear accordingly for him, according to one's adhikara. And all these three types of manifestations are all purna pratidhi. It's all complete manifestation. It's not incomplete or partial manifestation like Brahma and Paramatma. Understand? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabhyate. This other thing is also there. These are also manifestation of Krishna, Brahma. Manifestation of Brahma, manifestation of Paramatma and Bhagavan. Bhagavan manifestation is complete, but manifestation of Brahma and Paramatma partial. But Mahaprabhu don't speak about it. Mahaprabhu speaks three types of manifestations of Krishna. Those are complete manifestations, not partial manifestations, but incomplete manifestations. What is that? That is Krishna in Dwaraka, Krishna in Mathura, Krishna in Vrindavan. Understand? Dwarakesa Krishna, Mathuresa Krishna, Krishna in Vrindavan, Vrindavihari Krishna. Mahaprabhu speaks of this. These three manifestations of Krishna are complete manifestations, purna. Krishna in Dwaraka is complete, Krishna in Mathura is more complete, and Krishna in Vrajabhumi is most complex. Understand? Yes. This three types of manifestation of Krishna. And Krishna in Vrajabhumi, most complete, Purnatama Prakash. And Mahaprabhu speaks, worship that Krishna. Krishna in Vrajabhumi, that is most complete. Madhujyakarya Krishna. Braja Vihari Krishna, Vrindavana Vihari Krishna, most complete, beautiful, Madhujya Kamala Krishna. Do you understand? That is Mahaprabhu's opinion. Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajesa Tanaya, not Vasudeva Tanaya. Mahaprabhu never said, son of Vasudeva, no, son of Nanda Maharaj. It's most complete, most beautiful, cowherd boy. Kishore Krishna, then I'll speak. Or yeah, then I'll speak English. This way I'll go. We stay in this universe, material universe. There are 14 planetary systems. Chalda Bhuvan, isn't it? 7 upper planetary systems and 7 lower planetary systems. This material universe. And among these, of these 7 upper planetary systems, this Bhurloka, earth planet is first. Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, these three planets, who stay there in three planets? Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, Bhurloka, Bhuvaloka, Swarloka, Grihamedhis. They are the residents of Grihamedhis. Those are attached to home and heart, those are material desires, and those who are do some pious activity, punya. They go to these three planets, Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. Understand? Then, above Swarloka, there is Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. Those who are not grihasthas or grihastha, they stay in these 4 planetary systems. Understand? Araj. Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka. So of them, those who are Upakurvana Brahmachari. Upakurvana Brahmachari. Two types of Brahmacharis are there. Naishtika Brahmachari, Upakurvana Brahmachari. Naishtika Brahmachari, whole life stays in Guru Ashram. Never marries, never accepts wife, never marries. Is Naishtika Brahmachari. But Upakurvana Brahmachari, first stays in Guru Ashrama. Practices Brahmacharya, sadhana, then completes study, Veda, then gives Guru Dakshina, leaves Guru Ashram, goes and marries. That is Upakurvana Brahmachari. Understand? That is Upakurvana Brahmachari. Yes. So, if such a brahmachari leaves body before leaving Guru Ashram, then he will be elevated to Maharloka. He will stay there. That is bliss. Understand? But Naishtika brahmachari, who never leaves Guru Ashram, whole life stays in Guru Ashram, Naishtika brahmachari strictly keeps a brahmacharya, never marries. When he leaves body, then his place is Janaloka. He's elevated to Janaloka. Those are vanaprasthis, their place is Tapaloka. Those are sannyasis, jatis, their place is Satyaloka. Understand? These are the places. But those who are pure devotees, they are devotees of Bhagavan. Those have no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for liberation, to merge into Brahman. Such devotees are elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. Understand? They are elevated to Vaikuntha Loka. So above Vaikuntha is Dwaraka, above Dwaraka is Mathura. Evap Mathura is Goloka Vrindavan, topmost planet, the spiritual sky. And these planets, the manifestations of Antaranga Sakti of Bhagavan, internal potency of Bhagavan, energy of Bhagavan. Whatever dhams planets are there, spiritual sky, they are all here also. Yes, prapancha. The material world, what is not there, it cannot be here. What is there, it's also here. You understand? When Krishna comes with dham, descends with dham. Mahaprabhu descends, descends with his own dham. They are all transcendental, not material. How the transcendental dham stay here? Isn't it? Vrindavan dham is also here. Navadvip dham is also here. Purushottam dham is also here in material world. They are all dhamas of places in spiritual sky. How they are here? As the lotus leaf is there in the water, but it doesn't touch water. It remains untouched. Similarly, all the dhamas stay here, being untouched by material modes of nature or material energy. That way they stay here. You understand, dhamas. So, those who are not devotees, those who are not engaged in the loving service of the Lord, they cannot understand this tattva at all. Ajodhya, Dwaraka, Purushottam, Khetra, these are all provinces of Vaikuntha. Whatever happiness one gets in Vaikuntha, you understand? So, better happiness is available in Ajodhya. You understand? Whatever happiness is available in Vaikuntha, better happiness than the happiness of Vaikuntha is available in Dwaraka. So, whatever happiness is available in Dwaraka, better than that is, now whatever happiness is available in Ajodhya, better than that is Dwaraka.
Dwarkasuka. Understand my language? My language, faulty language. You try to understand. Help me. Excuse me. I beg excuse. So, then, this type of happiness is only available in Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. You understand? That is the best type of happiness. Do you understand? Topmost happiness. Whatever distress is there in Goloka Vrindavan, is there some distress? Yes. Viraha separation, feeling acute pain of separation. Yes. Distress, that is distress. Yes. Lamentation, yes. Dukkha, soka. Whatever distress and whatever lamentation is there, Goloka Vrindavan, all this distress and lamentation, dance and the whole happiness available, then sang on the head of the all happiness available there. Thus distress dance on the heads of the happiness available there. Understand my language? Understand? Is understandable? Yes. So that below the topmost platform. Yes, then some bhoga. And the kasoka, lamentation, distress, they all dance, all the happiness available there. Heads of all the happiness. Those happiness and lamentation, they nourish Paramananda, Supreme Ananda. Yes, they nourish. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev speaks of this Vrindavanesa Krishna or Gokulesa Krishna, Vradesa Tanaya Krishna, to offer worship to Gokulesa Krishna or Vrindavanesa Krishna. That Mahaprabhu's opinion. You understand? That is the best type of worship. He is Avatari. Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. It is the source of all incarnation. That Krishna has manifested himself as Dwarakesa Krishna, Mathuresa Krishna, and Gokulesa Krishna. Three manifestations. And three manifestations are Purna Pratidhi, complete manifestation, not partial, or incomplete manifestation. But Gokulesa Krishna or Vrindavanesa Krishna, the most complete manifestation, Purna Tama Pratidhi. And Mahaprabhu speaks of that Krishna, Gokulesa Krishna. Krishna in Vrajabhumi, most complete. And proper worship to that, Vrajesa Tanaya Krishna, Krishna in Vrajabhumi, best type of worship. And he is the reservoir of all malice. This is Mahaprabhu's opinion. But Prabhupada only quoted one line from that verse. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajasthanaya Taddham Vrindavan. The complete verse is like that. Aradhyo Bhagavan Rajasthanaya Taddham Vrindavan Ramya Kachitupasana Pradabhudvargena Jakalpita Srimadvahatam Pramanamavadam Prema Pumarthamahan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Madamidam Tatra Vrindavan. I explain the whole verse. All right? No, I am not finished my speech. Let me finish. I say so many things. Another quote is here. Another quote is here. Mind is going to prasad. Bhojan, not bhajan. Bhojan, bhojan. Yes, let me finish. Be patient for it. I'll take a little time. Yes, Maya Mruga. This last part, Maya Mruga. You understand? Those who are under the control of Maya, superficially under control of lusty desires, are called Maya Mruga. Indeed, everyone in the conditional stage of middle life is Maya Mruga. It is said, Maya Mrugam Daitipsitam Annadhavat. This is one line from that verse. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes that I have to explain it. This is 11th canto, 5th chapter, 34 verse. ഇത്യക്വാസുദസ്പ്യതസുരക്ഷിതരാദലക്ഷ്മിം ധർമ്മിഷ്ഠാർജവതസാദഗാദരണ്യം മായാമൃഗം ദൈത്യപ്സീതം അന്നധാവത് വന്ദേ മഹാപുരുഷത്തെ ചരണാരവിന്ദം ദിവസ് 11th Canto, 5th Chapter, Text 34. That was Tektva Sustitya Srivsita Radha Lakshmi, yes. I like it, that translation you read.
O Mahapurusha,
yes.
I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all of her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce, and is hankered after by even the great demigod.
Yes.
Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundara.
Finished? Maya Murga? Prabhupada explained, well, Maya Murga? Everyone in conditional state of material life is Maya Murga. Those who are under control of Maya, specifically under the control of lusty desires, are called Maya Murga. And Mahaprabhu set a sannyas leela to shower his mercy on these Maya Murgas. Understand me? The mercy on these Maya Murgas, that means those who are under clutches of Maya, those of other desires, desires for material enjoyment, especially very lust, desire, lusty desire, great materialistic persons, and desires for material liberation, renunciate, tyagi, those are pasandas, adham padvas, you understand, in order to shower his mercy, these are all Maya Murgas. These are Maya Murgas. So, to shower his mercy on these Maya Murgas, Mahaprabhu took up sannyas to shower his mercy upon them. Thereby, he will put his feet on their head. Yes, because he is sannyas. Thereby, shower his mercy. Therefore, he wandered, after taking up sannyas, wandered and preached 6 years, traveling in northern India and southern India. That is, through preaching, he showered his mercy on these Maya Murgas and gave them Krishna prema. That means, give them a chance to be drowned in the ocean of prema. Yes, that is Mahaprabhu's mercy on Maya Murgas. Therefore, this is the verse, Maya Murgam Daitya Sitam Anna Thavat. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavata Kathamrita ki jai, Bhagavata Kathamrita Rasa Pipasu Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nektarian Katha Bhagavata. Test, release something, tested something.
Yes.
Ananta.
So, Gurudev, we can remember the Acharyas, remember Mahaprabhu, remember Krishna, and that will all increase our anand in chanting Harinam.
Yes. And that instruction of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Instruction to the mind, to the mind. Anything else for that?
Okay. It's for the beginning.
Young Bella.
It's for the beginning.
అంచా దెల్ కరెక్ట్ కాదు దెల్ బరువు నా కాదు దెల్ సిపాడ పసర ఉంది ఫరా అయితే నా నో యా ప్రాట అమ్రాల ప్రాట అమ్రాల మేబీ సో వస్టింగ్ హిట్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ లాడ్ దో వెరీ ఇట్ ఇస్ మోర్ దెన్ సమర్ Yes.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when Krishna kindly manifests himself in the heart, then the mind can be controlled.
Yes.
So that means when you reach the prema state, then all is...
What state?
That means when you reach the prema state,
yes,
Krishna
yes.
manifests himself yes. in the heart.
Yes. Otherwise, all Krishna manifests. Krishna manifests in a dirty heart.
that means the mind can be controlled before.
I will be controlled. Yes, the mind is not free from these desires. Desires for material enjoyment, especially lusty desires. Desires for material liberation, not free from it. And anukulena krishna anushivana. Only develop very strong desire how to render loving service unto Krishna and give all pleasure. There's no thing required. Yes. Then Krishna will manifest. Otherwise Krishna will manifest. Never manifest. Krishna is there. That will never manifest. Krishna is there from Paramatma. But in whose heart, in whose heart it manifests? That's the fact. In whose heart it manifests? The purified heart, such a Vaishnava. Tomar Hude Sada Govinda Vishrama. Govinda Kohen or Vaishnava. Vaishnava Thakur. Krishna there in your heart. Yes. Peacefully, blissfully taking rest. Your heart is Vrindavan. Then Krishna manifests there. He will always manifest in Vrindavan. Your heart becomes Vrindavan. Govinda kahe namara Vaishnava Brahma. But Govinda, Lord Govinda says, such a Vaishnava is my life and soul.
So the mind will be always fickle over there.
Then mind will never be fickle. No fickleness. No fickleness.
Gora pahu na bhajiya mainu. Gora pahu.
Thank you.
एक बार देखो Thank you.